And today, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and President Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, unveiled the president's broad-brush plan for tax reform. They called it historic and the biggest ever, but it's not clear that Congress will go along with it. Here's Cohn.
This isn't going to be easy. Doing big things never is. We will be attacked from the left, and we'll be attacked from the right. But one thing is certain. I would never, ever bet against this president. He will get this done for the American people.
You will be hearing about the president's plan all day on NPR, but let's dig in a little now with NPR economics correspondent John Yitzty. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin.
And they are proposing big changes in individual tax rates. Let's start there. Going from 7 brackets to 3, a 10% rate, a 25% rate, and a 35% rate. That one's down from 39.6. And big changes on the standard deduction and other, you know, popular deductions for individuals. So dive in there.
Right. They're doubling the standard deduction up to $12,000 for an individual and $24,000 for a couple. Analysts say that that could dramatically reduce the number of people who itemize their deductions. And that makes the real estate industry worry that the incentive to buy a home might decline because it would be less attractive to borrow money for a mortgage to get a big tax break.
Right.
But to pay for the big increase in the standard deduction, Trump would take away all other deductions except the ones for mortgage interest and charitable giving.
So right there, if you choose that, then you lose the option of these other deductions. And some are very popular, deductions for state and local taxes, for instance.
Right. This will be very politically tricky. Okay. For instance, the state and local government deduction is the most widely used deduction. Lots of taxpayers and state governments won't like seeing it go. So there's a big fight there.
Okay. They're also proposing to do away with the alternative minimum tax. This is the tax that years ago was aimed at, you know, making the top taxpayers pay a minimum amount of taxes. But the definition of a wealthy person has so changed that it's increasingly this minimum tax, the AMT, it's increasingly hitting the middle class. I mean, they also want to do away with the estate tax. Opponents had tried to rebrand that the death tax, the tax on inherited estates. So tell us how these are going over.
Yeah, I think nobody likes the AMT, and it is hitting more and more people, but it also raises a lot of revenue, so it's been very hard to get rid of. As for the estate tax, eliminating this is a perennial Republican goal, but it does touch very, very few Americans, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm going to try corporations here because it gets a little complicated. We know the plan would cut the rate of traditional corporations. Right now they pay, you know, corporate income tax. And then if the owners or shareholders sell their stock, they again pay individual taxes. But the plan would also cut the rates of corporations called pass-throughs. They do not pay any corporate tax. The profits pass right through to the owners who are taxed at the individual tax rate. And we understand their rate would be lowered as well to 15%. So talk about those changes.
Yeah, this is a huge change for small and medium-sized businesses. As you say, they now pay taxes using the individual tax table. So 39% is their top rate. Under the Trump proposal, they would pay this 15%. That's the rate that corporations would also pay down from 35%. You know, also, you and I might decide we're really one-person businesses, and we could become contractors for NPR, so we could only pay the 15% tax rate as well. Now, Mnuchin said they'll try to limit that kind of thing from happening, but we'll see.
Well, of course, and not that you're recommending it, but it might happen that people are concerned that some of these will have, you know, other kinds of effects. Look, Cohn and Mnuchin were asked a lot of questions as well today about how these corporate tax changes would directly affect the Trumps and whether President Trump would release his tax returns so that people could see whether or not some of the things he's suggesting, you know, aren't just benefiting him.
You're right. Yeah. This could save tens of millions in tax payments for the Trump family businesses, something that is going to raise questions. Mnuchin said he didn't know how it would affect President Trump's taxes because he hasn't seen the tax returns. But he said again, there's no need for him to release them.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think, John Yitzty, having, you know, we're just all parsing this. How is this going to go over in Congress?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough fight in Congress. The Trump plan is very expensive. It could add trillions to the federal deficit over 10 years. And Secretary Mnuchin insists the way they'll pay for it is to make the economy grow much, much faster. History shows tax cuts might boost growth a bit, but not enough to pay for themselves. And Congress, Republicans in Congress are going to be very skeptical. Many Republicans have railed against increasing deficits for years. So they're going to want to see a tax plan that doesn't explode the deficit. So there's going to be a lot of work and a lot of trouble before we see the final product here.
And a lot more poring over this plan. John Itzde, NPR economics correspondent, will continue to do this on All Things Considered as well. John, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.